But first, as President Trump nears his 100th day in office, White House correspondent John Yang begins our look at his accomplishments and setbacks with the focus on the home front.
For President Trump, today's tax announcement amounted to a campaign promise kept.
It's a great plan. It's going to put people back to work.
It comes as he nears his 100th day in office. President Trump dismisses that milestone as not very meaningful and a ridiculous standard, even as administration officials aggressively push his accomplishments online and on camera.
When you think about what he's started, it's been a huge, hugely successful first 100 days.
President Trump came to the White House intent on shaking things up, changing how Washington works. He and his advisors have focused on asserting executive action. He's on track to sign the most executive orders in his first 100 days since World War II. But like other presidents bent on changing Washington, he's run into obstacles in Congress and in the courts.
There have been clear victories. Administration officials tout the confirmation of Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch, though Republicans had to change Senate rules to do it.
And I got it done in the first 100 days. That's even nice.
And he moved quickly to revive construction of the Keystone Pipeline with executive action.
The courts have stymied other executive actions, like his immigrant travel ban and, just yesterday, his effort to strip federal funding from so-called sanctuary cities. While stinging from those court actions, administration officials say the president's tough talk has led to a sharp drop in illegal crossings over the southern border since January, reversing a nearly 20-year trend. Mr. Trump has also reversed himself on some campaign promises, such as not declaring China a currency manipulator, as he had pledged to do in campaign rallies across America.
Which should have been done years ago.
And now the White House is working to turn around the most embarrassing setback of his first 100 days, the initial failure to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, a signature pledge of his campaign.
We were very close. It was a very, very tight margin.
That episode shook some administration officials' confidence in House Speaker Paul Ryan's ability to deliver votes.
We came really close today, but we came up short.
On tax reform and on other major legislative initiatives in the near future, such as the promised infrastructure rebuilding, there are indications the White House intends to chart its own course as they search for the victories the president wants to turn his vision of making America great again into a reality. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang at the White House.